Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. With me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. So today we're going to talk about networking and getting connected to other organizations that deal with rural issues. I understand you recently were involved in a little bit of a road trip.
Right, out to Kalamazoo, Michigan, where we were very close to the home of the Kellogg Foundation, which is Kellogg's as in Kellogg's cereal. And we're part of a program that the Kellogg Foundation has been doing for the last couple of years called Rural People, Rural Policy. And the point of the program basically is to try and bring rural organizations from across the country together, teach us about networking, just try and get us all connected, see if we can find synergy, and just find some energy from the network that can be used in policy making and discussing issues and even influencing decision makers all the way to the top, you know, to Congress. And so this was one of those programs, and it's been a really interesting couple of years that we've been in this.
Now, this is certainly one area where you would have some opportunity to connect with other people involved in the same work that you're doing, but there must be other kinds of opportunities as well then, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the center is a little bit different in that we just do research, and we haven't really done a whole lot of advocacy. That's, you know, research has been our bag. All these groups that we're in with are truly advocacy groups. They advocate for the disabled, for immigration, for economic development and education and youth and various other issues. And what's so interesting about this whole thing is that one of the problems that has always been in existence with rural organizations is that we're by nature spread out because we're rural. You know, rural is kind of the places in between. And so organizations that are working towards some goal kind of tend to be isolated. And so this is really kind of a grand experiment to see if we can get these groups connected, just to see what kind of force we can create by actually working together.
And what is your take on, you know, sort of the progress being made on these efforts so far?
Well, it's probably still a little early to say that. We've only been doing this for a couple of years. We've only gotten to meet a handful of times. But we do still keep in contact with conference calls. And I think, you know, the energy that we've built already and the forward momentum, you know, has really gotten people thinking about what we can do and how we can influence decision makers. And it's such a whole new area that it'll probably take a little bit of time, but I think there's some real potential there.
Well, it sounds like there's some traction there, and you've got some interesting things that you're working on. We hope that you'll keep us abreast of what's going on with that group. In the meantime, we will catch you next week.
That's right, and by next week, we'll know who the new president is going to be, so we'll be able to talk about that.
Well, we're looking forward to that. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. Thanks for tuning in.